It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up.
One of the joys of this job is the ability to talk with growers all over the country. From big operations and small ones, producers who produce every crop imaginable. And one thing, one common denominator that I find with you growers is you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From the Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils to the Mystic JT6 Grease to the Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and it takes some of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. It's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
And now, here's Steve.
There are some people in northwest Iowa who are getting a little taste of what is happening to people on Max's stomping grounds of North Carolina. Flooding is causing multiple wastewater and manure discharges in 18 communities from Alton to Sioux Center. 26 livestock operations report their manure storage systems were overflowing, and all of that nasty stuff is going downstream. By the way, several Midwestern states have sent people and equipment to North and South Carolina to help out in the wake of Hurricane Florence. There is a small farming community in Minnesota that I suspect is working through the stages of grief. Ashby is a town of about 500, surrounded by farmland. The manager of the town's co-op elevator is still on the run after allegedly stealing over $2 million from the elevator. A person on Twitter noted that this guy who's on the run after stealing from hard-working people probably hopes the cops find him before a farmer does. We know a little more now about the man who shot four of his co-workers at a software company in Middleton, Wisconsin, before police killed him. But the thing the police chief says he really wants to know is the motive. Why did 43-year-old Anthony Tong start firing a semi-automatic pistol at people that he'd worked with for a year and a half? Chief Chuck Folk said Tong had no criminal history in Wisconsin. There is a shortage of long-haul truckers, and Missouri's governor has a couple of ideas he says may help. Governor Mike Parson is considering changing a law that takes away driver's licenses or occupational licenses from people who have not paid child support for 3 months. Parson said there should be other ways for the state to figure out how to punish those people who don't pay child support. He also said he would like to give state prison inmates a chance to learn truck driving so they could help fill the driver shortage when they leave prison. The governor of Michigan, meanwhile, is talking about calling in the National Guard as heavy equipment operators as an option to resume road projects stalled out by a lockout. Governor Rick Snyder's office says that work stoppage is going to be a safety risk this winter, and the governor is looking at what options are available to finish projects as quickly as possible. Oh, if you're cleaning out an old shed you haven't paid much attention to for many years, be careful. The owners of a farm in south central Nebraska found a World War II era rocket while cleaning out an old building. The state bomb squad picked it up and blew it up. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.